business. Okay, so this is a question that I am asking to everybody here. How might we digitize the B2B journey? You know, everybody here is talking about UPI. How many of you are aware about UPI? Everybody here? What's UPI? How did it change the landscape? Anybody here? Yes?
So UPI has developed so much that the network which we are connecting and connecting banks and payment systems, and it has eased the government to track the money and many other things.
But what was there before UPI?
Cash.
That was, you know, that's the thought we all have. But there were multiple payment modes. IMPS, very correct. Anybody else? RTGS, very good, guys. Yeah, guys from here. NEFT, very good. Yeah? Plastic, barter system, you know? But then why UPI? Any reason why UPI came into picture?
Fast.
Easy to operate. So, did you know the challenge that IMPS had? Anybody? Huh? Very correct. Somebody who said that?
Time.
What's your name, ma'am?
Correct. At that point, they required more time. And
correct.
Because of that, there is a delay in the payments. This was a drawback of the IMPS.
Very good. So that one was the time. Imagine if I wanted to send money to, what's your name?
Mittal.
Okay, so I wanted to send money to Mittal. To add his name itself, it would take one day to me. Imagine. That was the problem with IMPS. Imagine, and the second problem was, I needed to know his account number and IFSC code. How many of you know your account number and IFSC by heart, guys? Only one person. Of the entire crowd. So imagine, the second solution that came into picture was Aadhaar based payments. Anybody aware about Aadhaar based payments? Nobody, right? Because that was majorly in villages. Correct. It is being still being used by areas. Correct. So what is the problem in Aadhaar based payments? Lack of security. Okay, apart from that, anybody? Guys, from here, you guys. It should be
accessibility.
Who said? Anybody from here? You? What's your name?
Mitraji.
Mitraji, what could be the problem in Aadhaar based payments?
As my friend said, security might be a problem.
What's your Aadhaar number?
504634469924.
How many of you really know your Aadhaar number? Raise your hands. Again, 4-5 people of the entire around 30-40 people here. This was the biggest problem again. Maximum times customer put their Aadhaar number, that was the biggest failure. I mean, till the time the Aadhaar got validated and till the time the money got processed, there was a huge time dependency. Then came in eKYC, okay, which was part of Aadhaar, by the way. But do you know who introduced eKYC actually into the market? Anybody? Do you know how did you, how many of you own an Airtel SIM? Okay, how many own a Jio SIM? 30-40%. And Vodafone? 2-3. So majorly everybody owns a Jio kind of SIM. How did Jio penetrate into the market? Any idea?
Offers,
free offer. Yes, you.
At the time of
so they have
that.
Used the strategy of credit cards and all by giving free.
Freebie is one which I think he also covered in. Correct. Somebody from here.
Cheap.
Cheap price again, free, cheap price. Apart from that, is the free thing only one way to enter the market? Again, but then other competitors were also there somewhere. good network, okay. But again, at that same time, Airtel said, "Mera network sabse bada hai." But still, how did it increase their subscriber base? Anybody?
More data.
Again, free. Everything comes back to that same circle of free. Free data, everything.
Easy to get the SIM card.
How did you get the very good point? How did you get the SIM card? Yes, eKYC. I still remember when I was in my company, there was a stall that Jio had put in. You know, even if you don't have your Aadhaar number of Bombay, get your friend's Aadhaar number, your eKYC would be done and the SIM would be provided. The penetration of eKYC was nothing before Jio actually entered the market. Understood. So that's how eKYC played a critical role. But all these, when we're talking about, you know, all these then transformed into UPI, where only a virtual address is required to do payments. What is virtual address? Your mobile number. That is 98@UPI, or it could be, how many of you using Google Pay? What's your virtual address in Google Pay? Don't remember? Correct. Email ID @OKHDFC Bank or OKICICI Bank. Correct. So these were all, so UPI created a big, you know, hustle in the market by actually overtaking all payment methods, because you need not remember your account number IFSC, your Aadhaar, eKYC handprint karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Everything was on your mobile number, which was automatically linked to your bank. But can we state that this fact was similar to for a B2B journey? Do you think a business had a seamless experience? Are still Indian market B2B players using UPI? So the current fact is 70-80% of the B2B markets, and I'll show you some stats and figures, do not use UPI. What's the challenge there?
The payment limit.
Payment limit, good. Anybody else? Internet issue, good point. Because these B2B retail sectors are in tier 2, tier 3 cities, retailers, small shops. Have you been to a small shop for taking some tailored clothes? Did they provide a UPI kind of payment? So accessibility in tier 2, tier 3 cities. Apart from that, anybody else?
Resistance.
Very correct. Very nicely pointed. There's a lot of resistance. I mean, why do UPI use? Because cash change. Have you found auto drivers doing that same thing again? That there has been a lot of resistance. I will not take UPI, I will only take cash. That's the biggest problem. And you know, if you go to a Kirana shop also, they would always want you to give it in cash, even in spite of having a QR code at their centers. So that's been a difficult journey, and you know, digitizing the B2B sector. And I'll be covering how we are going in terms of not only digitizing, but going beyond that. That will be my topic. But before that, we go ahead. Do you know how many of you have taken operations or had an operations as a subject? Anybody? One. BA major. MBA wale kitne hai? How many of you from MBA? One. They would have been the first subject, right? Operations management. Where there are three supply chain models. There's a supplier, there's a distributor, there's a retailer. Are you aware of these three terms? Everybody? If not, I'll explain. Everybody from here? So there are three terminologies: supplier, distributor. I'll give an example. Amul. Okay. How do you get the final goods from Amul? Amul is the supplier. Then there is a Anand Cooperative Society, which is a distributor. जिसके पास एंटायर इन्वेंट्री स्टॉक्ड होता है, एंड देन यू हैव अ रिटेलर विच इज द शॉप दैट यू गो टू अमूल फॉर बाइंग पनीर, मिल्क एंड मल्टीपल प्रोडक्ट्स. नाउ व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम problem in this flow is that there are three legs or sometimes there are four legs. Correct? In this entire chain, retailer to distributor, have you seen when you, how many of you have seen when you go to an Amul store, there's a truck coming in and you know, a load of items come in and you know, there's a receipt that gets exchanged, cash that gets exchanged. Then they ask that particular guy, aapka kal ka demand kya hai? What is your tomorrow's demand? Have you seen this scenario, anybody here from there? How, I mean, imagine, will that guy keep everything in his mind? Is it possible? Is it practically possible for keeping anything in mind?
It was before. Right now they are using their apps. They are, according to the store name, they had...
Correct. Good. Yes, some of them are using their apps. Correct. But do you think every Kirana shop or every pharmacy shop where he is getting his supply from would be using this particular, this thing? No?
Some of them are using like paper also.
So, if you see, 60-70% this is an article by KPMG, 60-70% cash is lesser in supply to distributor. Why? Because wahan pe bank to bank transfer hota. But retailer to distributor, Amul store to his distributor, 60-70% is cash and receipt. So whenever you go to an Amul store, please, or any such store, any Kirana shop or a pharmacy shop, when he gets that supply from his the supplier or distributor, see that everything is written on a paper. Very less of them have softwares, and we'll talk about what kinds of software they use and everything. But everything is on paper and it is not digitized. He gives a cash bundle back to the person who delivers that goods. Do look this particular aspect. So this flow still is not digitized, and I'll be talking about how people are entering into this market and trying to digitize this journey. Okay, so I've not wasted much time, but there's a big opportunity in terms of B2B payments. There are nearly 1,200 million payments that are happening in four major sectors, that is pharma, retail, FMCG and multiple such sectors, of which GST collection is happening is around 1.47 lakh per crore. Still it is not digitized. Okay, it's a 4.73 trillion market, a B2B, just for four sectors. I'm not counting many other sectors. So that's the market opportunity in terms of digitization. Okay. So what are the challenges? Somebody said that, you said, right? What's your name, ma'am?
Varsha.
So Varsha said that they have an app. But do you think that that same app would have been used by a pharma store?
Businesses and all, they provide different apps, they might be using software.
Correct. Have you seen Amul also having its own app? Anybody? No. But their retailers use multiple platforms. Why? The store guy uses a receipt, paperwork, wo book rakhega, usme sab likhega. Apart from that, he uses a software. He even uses some apps for payment digitization like UPI or QR or whatever, or a khata book or whatever. But why is he using multiple apps? That's the first question. Managing multiple partners. Imagine that retailer, shop guy, if he had to switch over from one application to application. Why do we switch over from one application to one application? Correct. Now, do you think that with UPI coming in, everybody would come to one app? Let's take an example. How many of you pay bills here? Only two people. Or I've seen your parents paying at least. Okay. Or nobody else pays bill? Your mobile bill? Nobody pays. Sab log dependent hai parents pe yahan pe. The entire crowd here. Huh? Everybody pays. Correct. So how do you pay?
Google Pay,
Phone Pay, okay. apart from that? Amazon Pay, okay. Cash. He still pays by cash. Yes, ma'am. How do you pay? Google Pay. Okay. Do you get all services on Google Pay for bill payment? Not all. So what are the services that you don't get? Okay, Jolly, let's take an example. How many of you have a broadband connection at your home or a mobile bill? Everybody has. So at Google Pay or at Phone Pay, you are only able to do one thing. And that's the real sad fact, which is only pay a bill. But what is the journey beyond that, before and after that? Anybody can tell me a journey of taking a broadband connection? Anybody who has taken a broadband connection recently? Yes. What's the first step?
Reach out to the customer center.
How do you reach out to the customer center?
Maybe through an online search.
Online search, first step. Second?
Call an agent.
Fix an appointment. Third step.
Come to your place.
Come to your place. Fourth step. Then?
Installation happens.
You don't select a plan?
Yeah, we do.
Select a plan. Then, guys?
Installation.
Comparison. Very good. Compare the plans. Selection of plans. Then? Installation. Then?
Testing.
Very good. Testing. Then final, what will happen then? Bill payment. After that, so this was the pre-journey. There are 8 steps. You gave me 8 steps before payment. After that journey of payment, what will happen? Feedback. Okay. Apart from that? Received. Very good. Then? Issue resolution. Network bandwidth ka speed kam hai. Do you don't hurt, go back? Huh? Be louder, guys.
It can be solved that testing.
Testing, huh? Okay. Again, 3 months ka receipt. Then you need issue resolution. Again, call back customer care. Change in plan. Again, call customer care. What is this? Is this there on Phone Pay? No. Which means Phone Pay only solves, or Google Pay only solves, one leg of your problem, that is payment. Same is the problem with a B2B scenario. If I just place a QR code, will it solve the retailer who's sitting in a small town in Maharashtra, Mumbai, near Malad? Will it solve a QR code or a UPI will solve this challenge? Is the question to everybody. Guys, be louder.
Of course
not. No? Correct? Why will it not solve? Because you saw the steps involved. Payment is just a minuscule of the entire process. The journey before and after that, and that's what I'll cover, is the very base important thing. So, apart from that, even let's say he wants to do a digitized payment, the cost for integration is really high. You know, somebody told me when I visited a small store in Malad, in a small village called Malwani village, he told me, somebody charged me, asked me 1 crore. And I asked him why? Because I have a big house here in Malwani. And I asked, what is he giving? He's giving me a software and everything. I'm just negotiating the rates. I'm saying 1 crore? Isn't that too much? Yeah, he saw my property and he asked me 1 crore. So that's the sad fact, the cost of integration. It's like Thanos. It will cost you everything for becoming, you know, taking digitization of doing the bill payments. And still the payments are not digitized because you're only looking at one leg of the payment. What happens to this guy who's talking to a call center every time for doing a broadband payment? The same issue that small retailer has. Who has to take the inventory, put the goods. Everything is not digitized. Plus, like she rightly said, you know, though there is an app, but it only caters to some sectors. It doesn't cater to all sectors. So multiple players, multiple sectors. Imagine having so many Spider-Mans battling around you. Difficult. Yeah, so that's what I said. Who's looking after before and after? he's only able to pay a broadband bill through a phone pay or a Google Pay. But what about his journey before? Seven steps. We counted now. Seven step journey before and seven step journey after. 14 steps. Is there a one common solution? The answer is no. But yes, there are changes that are happening in the past 2-3 years, and that's what I'm going to talk about. There's an article of, you know, Ken is one of the major research firms, and their articles are really good. And as MBA and BBA students, whenever you have a time, you should dwell on these articles. On the Ken research, they clearly said we should be digitizing the B2B platform, which is currently not digitized. One stop integrated service portfolio. What is the word service? Are they talking about payments? No. Which means the journey before and the journey after payments is very important. If imagine PhonePe, just you know, why did you imagine it? If PhonePe had everything on that same place, wouldn't that be easier? Which means, let's take the services. Booking a broadband connection. Selecting a plan. Engineer visit confirmed on the app. Engineer visits. Feedback given on the app. Success installation happening on the app. PhonePe app. I'm just taking an example. Okay. Payment receipt, receipt getting generated. Payment being done on the app. Issue ticket getting created on the app for a particular this thing. And then again, change of plan in the app. Would that not be a miraculous journey for a customer who's going into multiple websites, multiple call logs, multiple places to just take a decision? Every time, how many of you have gone through an entire journey of selecting your college? How many of you guys? Here, guys. It would have been a big process, right? You would have seen whether it's in the top institutions, whether it's going to give you placements or not. Okay? All these are pre-decisions that you take before a payment. And we always say our payment is digitized for us. But what about the pre-decision before payment? Shouldn't that be digitized? So that's what Ken said. That, you know, we need to have one-stop integrated service, and that's how people should focus on development of such platforms, which India is missing. And this was an old article, though, 2021-22. So at that particular time, Ken came up with this research. So that's where what is we are developing. So what's NewX or what's a new base platform is how do we solve from the time I take a decision till the time I do a payment and till that time the after journey of it. It's, let's take the same example of Amul. Amul guy wants to, retailer wants to tie up with a particular distributor. Then he wants to procure 10 kilo paneer, 15 kilo, doodh ka theli, everything. And of course he also wants to take other supplies, procurement. Then he also wants to see the goods, catalog. Then he also wants to get the receipt online on the same app or on the same thing. Then comes the payment part. He takes those goods. Then he does the payment. And after that, he gets the receipt. 3 months ka receipt, last receipt, everything. So this is how now people are moving towards digitization. It's not only payment. But that Amul guy or that Amul retailer would get everything on one app or one portal. Any questions before I move ahead? So it's a customized payment journey that every fintech is now trying to move into. Because everybody knows that somewhere we have tried to tackle 60% of consumer journey through UPI. But what about the B2B payments? And that's where every fintech, be it Razorpay, be it SafeXPay also together today, or be it companies like Open, or even big platforms like Tally and ERP, are moving towards this particular system. Okay, so what are the modules? What are the this thing that happened? Contact management. How do I? So the let's take the same example, but let's try to build it with the Amul use case. How do you contact a broadband player? Same goes for a retailer sitting in Maharashtra, Malwani village of Malad. He is an Amul store, but he doesn't know how to contact. Again, he calls. But what if he gets added as a part of the portal? Contact manager. He will not have to face something like Babro. Continuously calling and waiting for the call. Okay. The second would be catalog. He will not have to go to another Amul store or wait for the catalog to come in or the inventory to come in. Again, he will not have to sit like Babro waiting for a call. He could have that entire catalog on one screen, which means he could select 10 pieces of Amul packet, 15 pieces of, you know, Malai Paneer, 13 pieces of Doodh, etc. Everything is selected based. So catalog and inventory management. Once he takes the catalog, he does a purchase. He selects the goods he wants to take. Then he creates the order. Now order creation is not like that chup-chup-ke guy who is waiting ki kab khatam hoga, kab khatam hoga. He knows what is there in stock. He knows what he has. Then only he is able to create order, which means I, as Prashant, who is a retailer sitting at that particular village, I know from my portal that I have 15 kilo already in place. So I just need 2-3 more packets to serve my consumers. Then comes sales, which means he takes the particular packet. Then once that information goes to Amul, Amul then delivers the goods back to the store sitting in Malad, Malwani village. And he gets a digital receipt, not like your bills that you get. Okay, if he wants, he could print that. But there's a digital receipt. Then what does he do? There's an invoice sent. Correct? Kya payment kijiye. And then, 150 rupees. Okay, so then he does the payment online. So again, we were only talking about this leg. Okay, and he also gets notification. Aapka supply khatam ho raha hai. How does he get to know? Because he has linked his inventory. He has linked, that Amul guy has linked his inventory to that app or to that store. And वहीं पे आपको कंप्लेंट मैनेजमेंट भी मिलेगा. वहीं पे भी टिकट इश्यू, समबडी लेट्स से द गाय डिड नॉट कम फॉर डिलीवरी, कंप्लेंट एंड टिकट मैनेजमेंट. द सप्लाई दैट हैज कम इज बैड, टिकट मैनेजमेंट. इज दिस देयर एनीवेयर? नो, बट एवरीबडी इज मूविंग टू द डायरेक्शन. दैट्स व्हाट इज डिजिटाइजेशन ऑफ B2B पेमेंट्स. वी आर ऑलवेज टॉकिंग अबाउट ओनली वन लेग, दैट्स पेमेंट्स. पेमेंट्स इज जस्ट अ माइनस्क्यूल, एंड आई गेव दैट एग्जांपल. Right? Be it paying a broadband bill or being paid an electricity bill or even paying your college school fees. You are just looking into one portion of the link. But what is the journey before and after? And that's how, imagine from a pain point of a retailer. Customer phir bhi, you know, kahin na kahin usko wo jarurat hai. But retailer has to handle the customer, he has to handle the manufacturer, supplier and the middle link. So it's very important that we create that digitized platform. And this platform has already been created by multiple players, including our company, which is SafeXPay, RazorPay, Open. But what's the difference also I'll create? So this is how the entire journey is. Imagine the same journey for a pharma company. A company like a McLloyd's also adds the number of people. He sends the contract. The end shop, pharma shops, does the payment. And if this happens, imagine there won't be a problem in terms of supply. Every time, you know, the guy, pharma guy, arey ye dawa nahi hai, mere ko mangana padega, do din lagenge. This won't happen. Why? Because payment is one leg, but he has solved the journey before that also. Any questions, guys, here before I move ahead with the last year?
Direct order
jayega. Correct. It would be through the portal. Everything through the portal.
It would be not like inventory
sab jo call karne ki zarurat nahi. Correct. Any other questions, guys? No? People from the back? Ma'am, any questions? Okay, so as I said, payment, and he also correctly said, payments is just a part, but this is the entire module and everybody's moving to NewX. Everybody is moving towards new digital payments and flow digitization. So what is the market offering today? Okay, koi de raha hai khali payroll, koi de raha hai khali inventory management. So I think you're a Varsha. Varsha rightly said, he's using multiple softwares. For inventory management, I'll log into software one. For discounting, I'll software two. For accounting, I'm using Tally. For automations, I'm using other. For marketing, I'm using another channel. For payment gateway and payments, I'm using another. How many providers? Six. This is the real fact. Six providers. And what is NewX? Everything under one. That's the journey of digitization of B2B. Because if you only tackle payments, Indian market in terms of B2B will get staggered at a particular period of time. But when you are looking at the entire consumer journey, it's the before journey and after journey for payments. Let's say, let's take a simple example. So, suppose how many have seen that Amul has introduced so many new products? Anybody aware of the new products of Amul? Nobody? Kuch kuch naye naye products Amul leke aaya hai. There's a kada doodh that has come in. Anybody knows about that? No.
Recently introduced that choco brownie.
Correct. So these products are only available at select stores. And when we did a research on the store journey of Amul, it came back that I'm not aware if kada doodh is available. Knowledge info gap, digitization gap. But if all Amul store are on an equivalent digitized portal, will everybody have the option of selecting their own kada doodh and getting that to serve the customers? Yes or no? So that's again part of digitization. So it's not digitization of payments. If you see our topic also, it's how value-added services get embedded as a part of payments is a very important. For you guys, it would be only a value-added service. But for that retailer sitting out there in a small place, it is his journey. And that's where everything under even expense management. How is he, you know, able to tally his expense? So everything is there as a part of the new age digital platform. And that's the idea. We want India to become a one-stop interface. Be it having a 360 degree console, or be it anybody using that platform, or be it, you know, having easy collection from customers. Lastly, this is an example of pharma, and I gave an example of Amul, but the same example goes for a pharma industry also. Imagine the same pharma guy is able to take from distributors, everything is digitized, he knows konsa dawa hai. Imagine Amul still has, I would say 20-30 products. But imagine the number of medicines that a small retailer has to have in his inventory and backlog. And it becomes very difficult for a small store to invest so much money. So this is very important where everything gets consolidated into one place. And lastly, that's how we call this and end this into an SME in the box, which is small and medium enterprises. Everybody gets everything in a box. Be it if they want to do a payout platform, if they want to do expense management, they want to have payment embedded links, invoicing, catalog, everything comes under one platform. So that's how is the power of B2B, which is now advancing. As I said, everybody is looking to get towards one picture, one place, and everybody have started. Be it RazorPay X, NewX, everybody is going to the X. Which is, what is the X? The X is the life beyond payments, that is the journey before and after payments. Thank you so much, guys.